Welcome to Bits and Pieces. This is a show about friendships, unicorns, and why work is not a job. Like always, we are your today's hosts. I am Luki.
And I'm Toby.
Yeah, today we have, due to recent events, a very special episode again. We are going to talk about VR. I don't mean the Finnish train operator whose website didn't work a few days ago, but we are talking about VR and more specifically about PlayStation VR. Because, of course, as it just launched in Finland, we had to buy it right away and we spent all of Saturday in a new, better world, right?
Well, better world, which made you feel slightly sick, but... And not always better, considering the horror games we tried, but... Let's say in a different world, to be diplomatic at this point.
Okay, Toby just summed up all the things that we're going to talk about in one sentence, but maybe let's go bit by bit. We got the PlayStation VR. We got it with the camera, but we didn't have the Move controller yet because they are sold out or not available yet. So we pretty much put in the demo disc and started driving a tank.
Yes, that was very difficult for me because I'm not used to playing with a controller. I am an old school mouse keyboard gamer. So this didn't turn out too well for me. Also, driving with a tank where the turret also turned, and that all in VR kind of made you really feel sick. That was a bit tough.
Yeah.
That
one. Yeah. I will try now to explain how to enter this world of the virtual reality. Basically, you have this kind of helmet that you snap onto your head, and then there is headphones that you need to plug into the helmet. You can choose your own ones. There are some in the box, but anyway, as soon as you wear the helmet, that blocks your whole view, and the headphones, you're pretty much in your own dark world. And if you're lucky enough to then turn the thing on, you can navigate all of the normal PlayStation functions in kind of a floating big screen that's floating somewhere in space. And if you enter into any VR content, you actually get to look around within wherever you are. And as Toby has explained, the problem that I think we both have faced a lot was motion sickness. As in the scene, you think you're moving, but you're actually sitting still on the couch. At least I barely ever made it for more than 2 to 3 minutes doing something with hectic movements. And yeah, I think you did better than I did.
Yeah, for me, it was maybe a bit better, but... After, let's say, at least 10 minutes, I got also quite sick. And yeah. It also lasted quite long, the sickness. Mm-hmm. It wasn't super intensive, so no, not that you imagine us puking around in Lucas' living room, but a slight seasickness, which lasted for me, I would say, in the afternoon for at least 1.5 hours.
Yeah, same for me. And even I have to say, as we played then again more in the evening after playing and then going to bed, I didn't have the best night of my life because somehow everything still felt like it was turning and something wasn't all right with myself.
Yeah, but that's still, considering all that, I think for a first, or maybe it's not a first try of VR, but for a first big commercial try of VR, these new VR solutions like PlayStation and Oculus Rift, because those are the only ones I tested so far, they're really, really well done.
Yeah. Maybe as you have tested the Oculus Rift, do you have any comparisons between the two? I mean, you have already played some games on the Oculus that we have now played on the PlayStation VR. Maybe we get into them later, but from how you put it on, how the headphones feel, how the actual VR device feels on your face, do you have any ideas or any input?
I would say let's maybe go first to the properties of the VR glasses or mask. The Oculus, as we know, is quite more expensive, mm-hmm. but in technical terms, as far as I remember, because it's some time ago I tested it, this can't be really justified because graphics in PlayStation VR, what we have seen, I think, are this more or less same quality. I mean, it has been in July that I tested Oculus, so it's maybe not so present anymore.
Yeah.
From how you put on the whole thing, I think PlayStation did a really good job. They thought it through. But for me personally, the VR glasses of PlayStation don't really fit my head form. So I get some strong marks on my
scars.
Forehead.
VR scars.
VR scars. yeah, that wasn't very comfortable. And I also, while I was playing or doing stuff, I constantly had to do some rearrange my glasses a little bit because it started to hurt after 5 minutes. So if I buy this, I have to think about how to protect my forehead a bit.
Like, I didn't have any of this. I don't know. Maybe my head is definitely cut in a different way, but I like wearing the helmet was the least of my problems. I got dizzy like hell, but yeah, the actual fit was very comfortable. Like for me, it just worked. I didn't get any marks, because you really had some red lines over your eyes, basically, where the glasses were pushing to your forehead. Yeah. I wonder if maybe you didn't put them on in exactly the right way, or if it's just how they are.
Maybe, but yeah. This happened also for me with some divers masks.
Okay, yeah.
So I can imagine that if you have a standard head form where they apply it, and maybe my head is a bit broader or something, or
something a little bit different. But anyway, then at least from the way they feel, you don't, or like there's not a too big difference in the graphics between what you saw in the Oculus and then the PlayStation.
I was surprised by that because the price difference is quite important. So, but all the games, all the content is quite well done. You can see some pixels, but they aren't really disturbing so much.
Yeah, maybe as you just mentioned games, let's talk a little bit about the content that we have played or the content that's available right now to buy. There was one game that you have already played on the Oculus, and I think that might be my favorite, which is Keep Talking and You Don't Die, if I remember the name
and
right.
You Don't Explode.
And You Don't Explode, maybe, but the setting is quite simple. One person puts on the VR glasses and sits in a room with a bump on the table just in front of him, and the other person sees the instructions of how to defuse bombs on the TV screen. So basically, you need to tell each other what you see, what you have to do step by step, and then hopefully you defuse the bomb within the time frame available. And that we played a few rounds, and I think we got better with every round we played, and it was just really fun and something that you couldn't really play before, because like this, you really have two people and both see a different reality, which I guess is, it's just new.
Yeah, I could imagine in such a game as a board game, maybe, but on the computer, on one single computer at least, it wouldn't really work. And of course, with the VR, it feels very challenging, and it really feels like that because you hear the clock ticking and you are really in this room and you see the lights. Or are there lights flashing a bit more? At least you get a bit more
nervous. There is
something.
At least it starts in the dark, and then like the timer sets up and starts counting down, and the lights fade in, and then it's like it is like you feel the pressure. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
Then you hear someone from you hear them because they're obviously next to you, but they feel like they're somewhere else. So it's a really interesting feeling that you usually don't have. Yeah,
and it's really well done also because it gets more and more challenging. So I think with this game, you can have fun for quite some time.
We never exploded, so I don't know how it feels when you fail. Maybe we need to do that.
Just to test it out.
It might leave a mark, literally in Toby's case, or or just some emotional scarring. But other games that we played that will definitely also leave some emotional scarrings are...
I forgot the name of the game.
But I think we will include all those names and links to the show notes. As usual, I think it was called Where They Lie, and it's a horror game. We have maybe played the first 20 minutes of the game. And it's just some dark alleys, underground systems that you walk around and not much is happening. But because it's in VR and everything is dark and sounds scare you from all the directions, and every now and then something is appearing just ahead of you, they really play with the suspense of horror movies without really showing you anything, but it works so well in VR.
It's like a very scary ghost movie, I would say. So you walk around and then maybe there is a flash and you suddenly see some zombie-like creatures for a second and then they are away and there is blood suddenly everywhere and these things. So
yeah, and it's scary. I wouldn't play it by myself alone at home. And the graphics are not the best, but good enough to really create the atmosphere needed to dive into the world.
Yeah, I played it alone while you were away for about 20 minutes. And I really had to stop to play. On one hand, it was the suspense and knowing that you're kind of alone, so it really sank in. And on the other hand, it was also the motion sickness sank in. So I felt just really bad after 20 minutes playing it.
Yeah, when I came home, Toby was just on the couch grasping for air. I don't know if that horror game was so tough. The food was bad or it's a combination of all.
But the goulash was very good.
Yeah, it was. Then we also tried out the PlayStation launch title done by Sony themselves, VR Worlds. There are four different scenes that you can play. You basically, to be honest, I think the menu of that app is the coolest thing I have played on PlayStation VR so far, because you can select the scenes by swiping in a three-dimensional room. So there's the four scenes floating around, and as you switch between the scenes, there is a ball floating midair just ahead of you, and you have a 3D rendering of the controller in the air as well, so you can interact with those balls. There is one made out of water because the scenery is that you do a deep water dive. Then there is another one made out of rocks because it's some space adventure, and so it's just a big rock floating in space. Then there is another one. It looks like a disco ball, but it's made of glass. So it's the story about some underground London gangster story. And then the last one is, I think, is it a rocket ball? I don't remember, or space ball.
Yeah, rocket ball.
But anyway, it's like a ball that floats really vividly in the air, and you can basically then take the controller and kick the ball, and it just starts flying around in this 3D room, and that's so much fun. I think I was punching that ball for 4 or 5 minutes, and the other people were making fun of me, obviously, seeing it.
But also the game related to that rocket ball is some futuristic ball game in some arena where you shoot those balls.
Yeah. It's basically Pong, but in a three-dimensional world. So you have your opponent ahead of you, and by moving your head, you move the pedal to shoot back the ball. And it's so much fun. I think that is probably the coolest game at the moment. But the other ones, maybe the underground story, if we would have the Move controllers, it would be fun as well, because then I guess it might feel quite real of what you do. But now I think we just did the first sequence, and you had to pick up a lighter, pick up a cigar, and then set the cigar on fire, but doing that with a controller, basically moving the floating hands of the character, didn't feel too impressive.
No, because you did it, but yeah. I saw how you worked around. It really felt like you have to steer the left hand with the left hand side of the controller and the right hand with the right hand side, and you moving around. I could really see how you had to concentrate on the controller.
Yeah.
And that should not be the issue with VR, because in that moment you don't feel real in that world anymore.
Exactly. So I think getting the Move controllers, we're going to give that another try, and maybe some of the next episodes we can talk about how we became the coolest gangster in the London Underground. But all in all, those VR worlds are a nice way of just seeing some possibilities and playing different stories. There was the one game also where you roll downhill on this speedboard, which you seem to very much enjoy.
Yeah, I really like that. So some speedboard, which is kind of like a surfboard with wheels, and you roll down very steep streets where, of course, cars are circulating, cars and trucks, and you have to avoid them. And basically, just by moving your head, you steer the whole speedboard, so you can even lie down yourselves. And yeah, there, when the speedboard jumps because you go over a bump, you really feel it in your stomach. It's crazy what the mind does to your body in this case.
Especially there, you can feel how the 3D sound works very well, because that creates so much of the atmosphere, and there is some drumming background soundtrack. it reminded me a little bit of Birdman, and it just keeps going as you go, and then you hear just and you hear it all around you while you roll down that hill. It's a really, just a cool experience.
I had the feeling in that moment that I thought of Mad Max. And I thought it must be so cool having like Mad Max soundtrack and doing something like that. But generally, there is also the game Mad Max. But I don't know if it's VR. Is it normal PlayStation?
I think it doesn't exist for VR yet.
Because that would be a cool world to dive in.
Maybe that brings us to the next topic, which is what content is there for the PlayStation VR at the moment? I think we discussed most of the games we played. There were a couple of more, but to be honest, there aren't too many more games available at this point for PlayStation VR. In the launch, I think there is maybe 25 different titles that you can try out, but there are only about 3 full price titles, so titles that are 40 or more euros. There is something that's going to come soon, which is Star Trek Commander, I think. So you play the commander of the Starship Enterprise. At least that's what it looked like. One other title that we didn't try out, I think it's called RIG, so Rig Mechanical Combat League, and you just fight with big Mac-like robots. It sounds fun, but we didn't try it out. But other than that, there is not too many proper titles just yet.
Yeah. I tried to open the website, but it doesn't open in the meanwhile to cheat a little. But yeah, I didn't see anything previously.
That's about it. And there were a couple of VR apps, one of them being a video app, but there were maybe 5 different scenes. You could sit in the middle of a field with lions, you could drive in some old tanks, and there were a couple of more things, but nothing too spectacular. And unfortunately, the YouTube app on PlayStation hasn't been updated yet to work with VR, so all of the 360 videos that you can normally watch from YouTube are not accessible at the moment on the PlayStation VR.
Yeah. From what I remember of the Oculus, they also had some introduction to VR package, and that was maybe just from experiencing VR, not in terms of games, was better than PlayStation VR. At least there wasn't anything comparable. Because it would be comparable to some degree to the cuddling with lions session or something like that, but the Oculus set there was much better done. Mm-hmm. So you had different scenes there, like being alone in a museum at night, and then a dinosaur comes slowly at you, and you see it walking over you, and it's really well done. Then also a scene where you sit on a boat and you see nature around you, and it really feels very well.
I think that's definitely what I've been missing from the PlayStation VR experience, if you want to call it an experience, because the games are pretty good and you can spend time if you don't get nauseous, but otherwise there is not too much there yet to try out.
Yeah. What I also missed, or at least when Googling for it, there aren't really many VR movies yet. And also what would be kind of a no-brainer that it will come at some point is movies where you yourself can decide with the main characters what the actions should be. So not really games, but gamified movies somehow, because that would really drive you into the story, and
we're
great.
Waiting for Hard Rain, but in VR, so taking it one step further. Exactly.
And another thing I'm really waiting hard for is that you can connect several VR glasses or masks to one device so that you can experience it together, because otherwise it's always a bit asocial somehow. I mean, you can do that over the internet, maybe in some apps already or some games, but not with the same PlayStation while sitting in the same room.
Yeah, at the moment, it can be social when you're in different places at first, but if you are together in one place, besides that bump defusal game, there isn't too much that you can really do together in a way where both people dive into the same world, because otherwise you just watch the other person doing the cool stuff in VR on the big screen, so you more or less see what they are doing and what they are seeing, but it just doesn't feel.
But it also doesn't really look as good as watching somebody playing a normal game, because the screen sometimes has these weird angles and
yeah.
It really doesn't look good
It. Yeah. Maybe as today is going to be a shorter episode, should we try to think a little bit of where we see VR going, or can we come up with a first resume of what we saw, what we think, and what the potential for all this is, not just speaking of games, but in general VR experiences, and how far do you see this going? In what areas do you think VR could come sooner than we might expect in our daily lives?
Well, that's a very big question, because my answer there is I think it has huge potential. I see it if well done, and maybe if some of the motion sickness issues are solved, I see it going in almost any area. So big thing, what we already mentioned, is the experience thing. So to just beam yourself into another world for 2 hours, maybe to relax. So as a short holiday substitute, So maybe in a cold Finnish winter at night, going to a tropical island and lying on the beach for 2 hours. I think this can do wonders for your mind.
Yeah, I think those tanning places should start investing into the VR equipment so you can tan there while pretending to live or to lie somewhere on the beach. I think that is probably something that could be quite fascinating as well. Of course, you don't tan on your face if you have those weird glasses, but in a way it still would be really nice if you could feel the warmth, and really that would take it one step further.
Definitely. Another thing, since we went in the direction of those tanning places, I think, for example, in gyms, it could be quite cool. Like, for example, you are on a treadmill and run around, and that you see something real, because I hate treadmills. I could never do that. Maybe you would also half the time fall on your mouth if you did that. But
yeah. There is that, I think it exists on phones at least, a running app called Run with Zombies. I don't remember the exact name, but anyway, the thing is you need to run enough every day so the zombies don't catch up with you and will eat you. So it's just a motivator for you to keep running and running fast enough. And I could definitely see that as a VR experience. You're on the treadmill, you run, and you see zombies behind you. Or, I don't know, velociraptors, if you prefer dinosaurs, or whatever your scary topic is. Maybe clowns, but something like that to just keep you running. It's definitely should work wonders. Yes.
Yeah. And of course, the same goes for cycling, for
rowing.
Yeah. And yeah, for those things. But if we dive in a completely different area, where I see huge potential is old people. Mm-hmm. So if you're old these days and you stay in an old people's home, your options are often very limited in terms of how to what to do during your day. Sometimes you are immobilized or can't walk securely anymore. And I think VR there could be a great method to also reduce old people's depression, which is a very big thing, and which is currently mostly cured with medicines, mm-hmm. which poison you in the long run and also make them, there I'm leaning out of my area of expertise, but what I believe.
Oh, you have an area of expertise now.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, that it's definitely that one is not my area of expertise, but I think if you eat too much medicine, and if you see what old people these days sometimes consume, maybe 20 pills a day, that it poisons you in the long run, and that must poison your brain, and that is probably not good for dementia and those things. But that's just basic logic and no medicine knowledge whatsoever.
Oh, of course, and you were just speaking about old people now, but in general, I think this you can extend to all people with disabilities, people who might be in a wheelchair, for example, that you can, or they can experience things that they otherwise wouldn't really have a chance because it's just so much more difficult for them to travel. So in general, I think people with some kind of disabilities definitely get to experience cool things with VR. And I'm interested to see what comes up and maybe if there are some companies already forming around this. I'm sure there are, but I'm interested to see what the first ones are to really come up with something that goes to the masses and not just some really niche, tiny thing that nobody ever hears of.
Yeah. Another thing I think would be medicine itself or surgery in general. If you already these days have these small micro cameras with which surgeries are done, so you go with those sensors into the body and then have on a screen whatever the camera sees in there. I think maybe VR could be very good for diving into the world of the body and seeing 3D images on whatever you're doing. That could be at least quite cool, I think.
Like there's TV shows we saw at kids with, like, go into the body.
Yeah.
You have those tiny submarines that flow through the veins, and now we could do that ourselves. Just creepy, but probably fun at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, and there, of course, it could be very, very cool for teaching purposes so that you see the subject also depicted in 3D. Just imagine in school if you could have three-dimensional graphics of things. Like, I don't know, a timeline in history where you have the timeline, the topics, and the location of the place, and then three-dimensional, the topics connected. Now I'm getting crazy, so I'm sorry.
Okay, that's advanced VR. We might do another episode. I think one last thing that we had discussed prior, it's a lot more concrete, which is, for example, in showrooms or if you sell anything like furniture, IKEA, all those kind of places could easily use VR to get people to dive into those plans that all those places are drawing already. Because nowadays, I think for all the better place, it's quite standard that you go there, they plan it for you, and they pretty much send you a picture. You get a print of how the place would look like with the appliances that you're taking with and so on. So if you take that one step further and they could pretty much give you a helmet like, okay, now go for your first bath or just stand in the middle of your living room and take a look in, because what you definitely do get in VR, I have to say, is the sense of depth. What confused me a lot, or it didn't confuse me, but what I was really surprised about is how real it feels, especially in some games that worked better. There was one that we didn't talk about. It was called Lumet, I think. It was just this lovely, slightly cartoonish world with some small characters, and there was a story to be told, and you were just an observer of the story, and you could pretty much dive into the scene by just bending over and really looking at what the characters were doing. And it all looked and felt so real that you almost wanted to touch them and to reach for them. What is weird then is that you don't see your arms because, of course, you're in the virtual world, but the sense of depth is definitely there. And if you would see some real place that somebody's mapping out for you, I'm sure that would work very, very well.
Yeah, really weird that we forgot to talk about that one because I think it was by far the best one in terms of VR experience.
Like how close it was, yes. Yeah.
And even though it's obviously a children's game or children's content, it got to your heart somehow.
We just saw the first few scenes, but I would say it's also free. So if you end up buying a PlayStation VR, please check it out. Lumet, anyway, we will include the link to the show notes and let us know how you feel about it. What do you say? Did we forget anything or should we wrap up today's shorter episode? Again, one thing. Yes.
Porn.
Oh, no. We went down there.
You went down that road. I'm sorry. You asked.
Okay. I'm going to be silent now.
No, I'm just curious if we put porn links our show notes at this point.
I have to say, I have not done any porn-related activities with the PlayStation VR, and I have no idea if that's even a possibility. But do you have anything to share, Toby? I was gone for some hours and left you alone.
No, I didn't do anything, and I also didn't research on this yet. Mm-hmm. But no, fun aside, I'm quite sure that this will be a very big business, because yeah, it's just obvious. Porn industry exploded with the internet. Maybe not the revenues, because everything was free at some point, but still, content-wise, it probably did. And with VR, this is just the next level, I think.
Most likely. Yeah. At least so far, it has always shown that whatever porn invested into had a good future, if you think of CDs and DVDs and even VHS, like all that. Or a lot of this technology really got pushed through porn, so maybe VR is going to be another one of those. I think there is enough other use cases for this to work well, but nonetheless, I'm sure this is going to come, and maybe we can do a special episode with some professionals who know about this.
No, but I'm also honestly quite worried about this, because there is already some statistics, or quite many statistics, in many countries that birth rates go back and also sexual activity goes back because of porn.
Oh.
Especially Japan was mentioned recently in media. So I can imagine if this is the next level, I don't know how crazy humanity then goes at some point. But yeah, let's see. With
probably the scary and good thing at the same time is that with this, everyone can live whatever fantasies they have without hurting any real person. So it's good that they are not possibly doing weird stuff to real people or whatever else they fancy.
So you think the new Hitlers are gonna have their surrogate empires in VR? Or?
I don't know. But I think on this note, it's time to wrap up. It was nice talking to you. We hope you heard something new and enjoyed in general what we had to say. Please find our podcast on the iTunes podcast directory, on just search for Bits and Pieces, or go to our website under booncon.com/podcast. And last but not least, follow our Twitter account at booncon, where we always announce our newest episodes. But thanks for today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.